Good evening, children. It's Granny Macduff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin. We left off with Princess Amaya reading the book from the market, handwritten by her ancestor, Queen Luella. And now, the story continues. It was in the time of the purple sky that it all began. My daughter was still a baby, and the kingdom was thriving. I had been a warrior all my young days. Now, it seemed, I could finally breathe. It was a time of peace. The Zastalu, the dragons, the humans, and those such as I, born with magic, all lived as one, and we were all happy. But upon chance, a young girl went to fetch water from the stream and saw something in a stone at the bottom. She reached and held it up. She claimed the stone spoke to her, told her where to go, to a tree deep within the forest where we were all forbidden to go to. It was said that here is where the dragon witch had been vanquished, and here is where she would be trapped for all eternity. When the girl arrived at the tree, she said the stone told her, "Place me in the crevice in front of you." And when she had, the tree shook. Steam rose from the ground, and the place where the girl had put the stone cracked. The tree shrank and began to take what seemed a human form. It was the dragon witch. She told the girl to run home and tell us all to be warned, that soon she would come for the dragons, and anyone who stood in her way would not be seen again. And the only way they would be spared was if I sacrificed my powers and my crown to her. It would be the end of days if I were to do that, and revenge is not something I would ever give in to. I am a warrior. It is in my blood, just as it is in yours. In us all. You must find it, harness it, strengthen it. And so I prepared. The dragons, Nylantha, Forsana, Grolith, Shea, and Benira were ready, for they had vowed never to do her bidding again. They had been trapped by the witch for centuries before finally being freed by my ancestors. She wanted them back, so that anywhere she went, she would be feared and obeyed, making her all-powerful. She had summoned an army of Fiormen, half man, half lizard, their tongues covered in poison. If they touch you, you shatter into 1,000 pieces and sink into the ground. All of the people of my kingdom prepared. The Zastalu were ready, all of them great warriors, small and nimble, and as fierce as they are smart. We met at Magaro, a great field set on a cliff high above the clouds. And there it was that we fought. For days, our forces held and pushed the Dragon Witch's army closer and closer to the edge of the cliff. Our resources and energy depleted, we were able to make one final push. We defeated her army. But the Dragon Witch escaped. Her powers all but depleted. I thought her weak, and while I knew we would need to find her, it was most important to me that we hide the dragons first. I had worked a spell for years in case of this very moment. A spell which created a bubble a world for the dragons, which only the pure of heart could see. We hid them away there. Only three of us knew. Myself, Oswald the Zastaloo, and Garlo the Enchanter. We waited. But the witch never came. And so I began to believe she was never coming back. And if she did, that's a story for another time. These are the words of Luella the Enchantress, a witch of pure and good heart, Queen of Trent. Princess Amaya looked up from the book. The room was filled with all those who had been trapped in the book. Humans, sorcerers, Zastaloo.
"You see, Princess," said Ozzy, "we're all here. Well, most of us."
So many of you. Amaya couldn't believe it. They wait impatiently.
"Continue, please,"
Ozzy urged. "There's nothing left. It's finished."
"There's a bit more if you turn the page."
Amaya looked. The page is blank, but as soon as she lays her eyes on it, words begin to appear. And so Princess Amaya reads on. "Now the part which only you can read. You, my descendant, you who may not yet know who you truly are, but will soon find out. For a short time, it seemed our world was put back together. The Dragon Witch had not returned. We went home to rest, to regain our strength. And so we waited. I began to write my story, so that what happened would never be forgotten, so that you would know me and the power that we hold. The copy of this book in the palace library is the only copy made. I put it there so that you might read this story one day. But this, my written book, holds my power. And these words now, which would appear to no other except you. But I had made a grave mistake. I had underestimated the power of the Dragon Witch. Return she did. And when she could not locate the dragons, it enraged her. She was far more powerful than we had thought. The Dragon Witch was able to cast a spell which had never been done before. Something we thought impossible. A curse. A curse. A trap. Inside this very book, I was able to write this passage, but I feel my powers are weak. The spell is at work. However long it takes, we will wait. So read on and free us all." Amaya looked at the last three pages, but there was nothing there. Then, on the back inside cover of the book, the words appeared. Fortis Forma. Amaya started. "Nylanth? What? Isn't that the name of the dragon the tooth belongs to?" Amaya asked Ozzy.
"It is.
But I can't read what it says."
"It's Trensleth, Princess. Allow me to help,"
said one of the Zastaloos. He waved his hand over the tooth, and suddenly Amaya could understand the engraving. "Victora Malorum, Tredostal Goreth." "What does it mean?" Amaya asked. "It means, read this, and she will be free," said a voice. Everyone turned. And there, In the corner of the room, in the light of the moon, was Luella, the enchantress.
Luella!
They cried. We are free, she said, but not for long. The Dragon Witch will know soon enough that her spell has been broken. She will come for us. We must prepare. You, great-great-granddaughter, must learn our ways. You must learn the ways of the sword and of the dragons. Amaya was quite stunned. So much had happened, and all just in a single day. I will stand with you, she said. Good, Luella replied. Now, let us go. To be continued. And now it's time to take a deep breath, close our eyes, so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.